From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In his first statement since an Iraqi offensive to recapture Mosul was launched 2 weeks ago, Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi called on the city's IS defenders to resist the Iraqi advance, calling it a prelude to victory. The audio message also urged IS jihadists not to retreat and called on militants to hold their ground. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales was asked whether it's possible Baghdadi is still in Mosul.
I know that a lot of people did flee. He's been so secretive that we basically haven't had much of an idea where he is. I'm sure if the U.S. knew where he was, he'd be he'd have been dealt with by now.
The Iraqi special forces reportedly have consolidated gains made Tuesday after entering the eastern neighborhoods of Mosul. Hundreds of civilians, some with white flags, have left their neighborhoods, with one relief agency warning more than a million people are in grave danger. Many, like Ali Hamid, have made their way to refugee camps where he recounted that rule violations under IS captors resulted often in beatings or being pushed off buildings. He said anyone found to be a spy or policeman would be decapitated. Kenya has announced it's withdrawing its troops from the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan after the Kenyan commander was sacked following accusations the 16,000-strong UNMISS peacekeeping force failed to respond adequately to ethnic violence in July. A UN report made public Tuesday over allegations that UN forces allowed gross rights violations to take place resulted in the removal of Lieutenant General Johnson Mogoa Kamale Ondieki by the UN Secretary General. Nairobi said it rejects the findings of the UN report for lacking in transparency and not providing Nairobi input. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, the two main presidential candidates Wednesday campaigned in states seen as crucial to victory in next Tuesday's election. Both Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump were in Florida Wednesday. Trump addressed supporters in Pensacola.
In 6 days, we are going to win the great state of Florida. And we are going to win the White House. Going to win it.
President Obama campaigned for Clinton in North Carolina, saying the Republican nominee is unfit to be the nation's leader.
This guy is temperamentally unfit to be commander-in-chief, and he is not equipped to be president.
Clinton also campaigned in Nevada Wednesday. Polls show a tightening race in the final days. The Russian Defense Ministry says that it will observe a humanitarian pause of about 10 hours Friday to allow both rebels and civilians to leave the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo. The chief of Russia's general staff said the moratorium, which was also approved by Syrian officials, is intended to avoid pointless casualties. The Obama administration issued fresh criticism of the Israeli decision to issue building permits for dozens of new homes in East Jerusalem. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
In just the past few weeks, we have seen reports of an entirely new settlement near Shiloh, a potentially new settlement outpost in the North Jordan Valley, and over 80 Palestinian structures demolished in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. These actions risk entrenching a one-state reality and raise serious questions about Israel's ultimate commitment to a peaceful, negotiated settlement with the Palestinians.
The Palestinians claim East Jerusalem as a future capital. The U.S. government has called for restoration of full humanitarian access to the restive Western Rakhine State in Myanmar, known as Burma. Ambassador Scott Marciel was joined with the U.N. resident coordinator for Myanmar and other chiefs of mission on a two-day visit to villages in the state. Pierre Perron is with the U.N. Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
At the moment, children who are malnourished, who we've identified, who we've started treating and supporting, who've had their assistance stopped overnight. And that's very much a concern. It's terrible.
Rights groups have raised alarm over a three-week security campaign in which homes have been burned and some killings have taken place. Militants in Nigeria's Niger Delta attacked an oil pipeline operated by the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation a day after President Muhammadu Buhari met local leaders in a bid to end such attacks that have helped push the West African nation's economy into recession. The National League Chicago Cubs won pivotal Game 7 of the Professional Baseball World Series Championship late Wednesday, defeating the Cleveland Indians 8-7, their first championship in 108 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.